Hey everybody, welcome to the Ground Effect Podcast, where we dive into the heart of Formula One, bringing you the latest news, insider analysis, and sharing our thoughts on the motorsport we love. So come and join us, G and Mick, as we look forward to what promises to be an exciting 2025 Formula One season.
G'day race fans, would you like to see reverse grid sprint race weekends? Well, it's been mooted by none other than president of Formula One, Stefano Domenicali. Mick, this could be a big change for Formula One going forward.
I think we're going to see a lot more sprint weekends in the near future. Domenicali's even come out and said this is the state of Formula One now. So we're definitely going to see a lot more sprint weekends on the calendar.
So sprint weekends, they came in 2021, didn't they? And they have slightly changed the format since then. From last year, we set two qualifying sessions for the sprint race and the feature race. Whereas when they first came in, it was basically wherever you finished in your sprint race that determined your grid for the feature race. So currently, I believe the format that we have is much better than that first format that we had. If you look at the last sprint race that we had in Spa over in Belgium, it was a little bit of a train as well. So do you think going to that reverse grid format, much like our F2, F3 are doing it, would make the sprint race a lot more exciting?
I'm going to say no. It's not going to make the racing any better because at the moment, the way it is, you have the sprint race and then you have qualifying. Now, teams aren't willing to risk missing out on qualifying for the main race to try and gain a few positions in a sprint race when points don't make that much of a difference. You know, Sunday's the main day. Sunday is when all the big points are handed out and teams put more emphasis on the Sunday than they do on the sprint race. So I think by reversing the grid, you're not going to change the racing. Teams are still going to be cautious, let's say, and they're not going to take risks. I think if you want to entice teams to take risks and make the racing a lot more of a spectacle, let's say, remove the qualifying for Sunday's race. Either remove it altogether or have a separate qualifying session before the sprint race.
We're assuming that it's going to be much like the F2 style, where when we say reverse grid, it's only reversed for those top eight qualifying positions, isn't it? Because currently with F2, they have their qualifying. The top eight are the only cars affected. If you qualify first, you're the pole sitter for the feature race, but you are going to start in eighth for the sprint race. So basically, it's just the top eight get inverted. So if we're assuming Domenicali means in that same sort of structure, do you think maybe though, if you were a car that say got pole for the feature race, but then you started eighth in the sprint race, you would still, I think it'd still be pretty enticing to take the risk.
Yeah, but not when there's qualifying 3 hours later for the main race. What F2 have done really well is you have just the one qualifying session and that determines your starting grid for the feature race and then your sprint race just with the top eight or 10 or whatever it is inverted. In that respect, I think then it could work. And then what you would probably tend to see is the sprint race would be more exciting because teams don't have anything to lose, right? So if they do get damage, they have the time to repair the car for the feature race. But you're having a sprint race 3 or 4 hours away from the main qualifying session for the main race. Teams just don't want to risk it. Like if you get mega damage, you end up missing qualifying for the race that hands out the most points.
Yeah. So it'll be very interesting to see how they balance it up with that. Do you think we need more sprint race weekends, say in the current format? Do you think it's been a success from that point of view? Or do you feel that sprint races are undervalued? Because my sense is that drivers don't seem to take the sprint races so seriously.
Yeah.
Take Lewis Hamilton, for example, winning a sprint race in China. It's almost like there's not a lot of weight behind it. If you look at the pressure on him, like he's not performing, etc. And it's like, hey, you want a sprint race, but it just seems to be that nobody really values it greatly.
There's more risk than reward, like I said just before, because of the way the weekend is set out. And it can have a massive impact on the championship. We need to take the risk out for the teams to then want to be able to compete hard and take risks in that race. And I think 100 kilometers might be even a little bit too short. Maybe do what MotoGP do and go 50% of the full race distance.
I mean, they could award more points, right? So they could make essentially the sprint race more valuable in that sense.
I think with a sprint race, if you invert the grid, you're going to see a lot of different winners maybe. You know, you might get a Yuki, you might get a Lawson, a Hadjar, a Behrmann, a Bortoleto, you know, you might see those guys win a race. There's pros and cons. At the moment, I think Domenicali just threw it out there to see what sort of response he would get. Because let's face it, this is purely a commercial-based idea. It's about bringing in more money for the promoters. Because you got to remember, these promoters are paying tens of millions of dollars to hold these race weekends. When you look at MotoGP, now have a sprint race every single weekend. They've seen an uptick in attendance by over 20% since 2023. So now they're averaging around over 300,000 people a weekend. So you're trying to get more bums on seats on Friday, maybe even Saturday. Because obviously you're going to attract a lot more people for the race.
We're seeing it in the traditional Formula One weekends where quite often Friday is quite quiet when you have the FP1, FP2, and then it's not really until after FP3 with the qualifying we get an influx of people in the stands. And so sprint weekends, definitely in the current format with that qualifying on the Friday, definitely brings more people in. You add that extra race to the weekend, 100%. There's more bums on seats, which means more people buying food, drink, merch, and the list goes on and on, right? In that aspect, it's a no-brainer. For me, they need to get the balance right that sprints become more valuable and held in higher regard. While I enjoy them, I just feel right now they just feel a little bit empty. If we had too many of them, maybe it'd be an oversaturation of them. Because at the moment, it does feel quite nice when, you know, you go quite a few races without them. Then it's like, oh, we've got a sprint race weekend this week.
Yeah.
Sort of like a nice perk up.
Yeah, I think unfortunately we are going to get more. When you look at Liberty Media, last month they purchased MotoGP. So now you have MotoGP and Formula One under the same banner, and they're looking at what MotoGP is doing well and what Formula One is doing well, and they're going to take Formula One to MotoGP, MotoGP to Formula One. So that's why I think they've seen the uptick in attendance, even the social media boom of MotoGP since the introduction of the sprint races. I think they've gone from something like 40 million followers to like over 50. So I think that's why now we're starting to have this conversation, because I think it's purely just a, let's chuck it out there. Let's see what the response is. Because otherwise, if it was a serious thing, we would have been given an idea of exactly how they're thinking of running it and possibly what tracks.
How long until we see a MotoGP and Formula One doubleheader? Same track, but obviously track conditions for a MotoGP race are different. So there would be a few circuits that would actually work perfectly to have a MotoGP Formula One doubleheader.
I tell you what though, that ticket would be bloody expensive. I reckon the ticket would be hella expensive.
And then just for shits and giggles, have a race where they swap machinery. Yeah. The MotoGP and the Formula One and get someone on the bike.
Like I said, we're definitely going to have more sprint races in the future. What you could do is if you wanted to add extra sprint races, you take them to venues where your attendance isn't so great and try and boost up those numbers there. I don't know whether a reverse grid is the answer. I think you're probably going to have a bigger impact by removing the qualifying session for the main race. And I think F2 does it really well when they only have one qualifying session. That places even more importance on qualifying. And I think we probably see even a lot more mixed up grids as well, which will generally in the feature race make the racing even better again. It's just interesting to me that Liberty Media took over MotoGP and now all of a sudden we're talking about what MotoGP is doing. And I think they race 22 weekends a year, and literally every weekend now they have a sprint race, and they've just seen a massive uptick in live attendance, social media. And you got to think all that adds to, like you said, people going in, buying more hot dogs, buying merch, a lot more invested in the sport, which just brings more revenue to the sport, right? And this is what this is going to be about. This is purely a money-making exercise.
Well, let's see. If they do it, hopefully they get the balance right with, like you suggested, maybe the one qualifying session going more down the F2 sort of route of doing it.
Yeah, you just got to take the risk away. Like, you take the risk away. Perfect example, man, Spa. Oscar and Lando, he wasn't willing to risk making a pass because he was thinking championship, and the championship matters the most on a Sunday.
Yeah. So yeah. He's thinking about the qualifying session. Yeah. It's like, do I take a massive risk to make the pass for a couple of points, or do I potentially muff this, do something pretty bad to the car, can't get into the qualifying session for the feature race, and then start down the back? So there's a lot of different scenarios in there.
Yeah, like you said, you just got to take that risk reward, give more reward, less risk. throw in more reward for the constructors. And then that would entice teams to make the drivers race more, race harder. So many different things. But the way it is now, and you just come out and go reverse grid, it's not going to solve the problem. There's bigger problems than the reverse grid.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're looking at a lot of different reasons, but the bottom line is they'll do whatever it takes to, again, from the commercial side, bring in a bit more money.
Money, money, money.
That's what it's all about, man.
Like,
money, money, money.
I would not be surprised if in 10 years' time, we did have a sprint race every single weekend.
Formula One has evolved a lot, even just looking from the qualifying format, where, you know, what we have today is a lot different to what we had quite a few years back. So you got to move with the times, of course.
You've got to try and grab the opportunity now while Formula One has so much momentum and capture every bit of commercial revenue that you can. Commercially, not a bad idea. You've just got to make sure you get it right.
Obviously, with Formula One, there's a lot of ideas thrown around, but I think this one will stick to some extent in the not too distant future. Viewers at home, if you love the sprint weekend, let us know how you think the best way they could turn these sprint weekends into perhaps a different format. So, Mick, any last thoughts?
We're just waiting for Captain Barilla to let us know a bit more detail on how he's thinking of making this work. I guess until then, we'll just have to wait and see. So until the next one, catch us later.